Are y'all getting married?
You getting married? 28 days.
Are you almost all 20 days? You getting married? That's dope. Very good. The big wedding. How many bridesmaids? Damn. You know he didn't want that. He did not want that. You gotta pay per head for the food, or is it just use buffet style?
Yeah, that was the way to do it.
That's smart. That was a smart way to do it. So who'd you pick? Sisters?
I have a skinny sister. Most of those are like friends.
Just friends?
Friends then.
So you didn't want to piss nobody off. Cut one cousin off? Is she mad?
Yeah.
Dudes ain't like it. Dudes don't want to be in the wedding. We be mad with the motherfucking asses. Oh my fucking God, bro. Go drink and look at the hoes, man. The fuck you got me up here doing fucking rehearsal pictures? Dudes be mad as fuck at them wedding pictures afterwards. It'll take like an hour. Man, I got them fucking hoes in there, man. The girls be taking their time. The girls be in there mad because they wasn't in the wedding. The dudes mad because they are in the wedding. And the dudes in the wedding, they want to talk to the girl that's mad. They know she's vulnerable. Man, fuck them hoes, man. You better looking than all the bridesmaids. I couldn't keep my eye off you. I was up there and I was like, you. I didn't hear the vows. I was looking at you.
Does semen hold nutritional value? I'll be hearing that. I'll be on TikTok and they'll be like, there's protein and shit in it. Huh? You're supposed to? There's no studies? Did you say it's 10 points on Weight Watchers? That's the best response ever. No, it's only 10 points on Weight Watchers. So, it's strawberry milkshake or none. It's up to you. You can eat some Greek yogurt, 3 blueberries, or just take a load in the mouth. It's up to you. So half a scoop of Greek yogurt, 2 blueberries, a little nut. It's good. It's only about 125 calories right there. And I'm like, is it really? Is that on the chart? Okay, what do I want to eat today? There's a girl looking at it.
Okay, I'm gonna have some sweet potatoes. Some ground beef, a little honey in it, a little avocado. I'm still way on.
You dude just sitting there, how far under? I'm at, you over 10? You over 10? Okay. Ooh, I just saw your shirt. That's a really good shirt. Here to save lives. Mouth. Eggplant, which is dick. And then, that means spit or swallow, or use a lot of spit? A lot of spit or spit it out?
No, use a lot of
spit. Use a lot of spit, that's good. That's your dude?
No.
Okay. I'm gonna try to get you to co-sign on it.
I used to give classes.
You used to give classes on sucking dick?
Yeah. And so,
wow.
The girls that was my student gave me the shirt,
that I had to wear it to. Oh, wow. How many dicks do you have to suck before you realize I'm really good at this?
And now I challenge.
That's conceited as shit.
You know what? I'm gonna teach a class.
And you had to call your girlfriend.
You should. You the best.
Like how many dicks do you have to suck to teach it? That is wild, though, when you get a girl that's just spitting and slobber on it. Because you're just in the bed like, you are nasty as fuck. You would never say that. You just gotta, oh my God. wild shit, boy. And do you, as a blowjob expert, is eye contact important? You wanna look at the motherfucker? Cause I don't like when they look at me. Like, stop. I don't know how to respond. I don't know what to do. Cause my dick is in your mouth. And you're just... That's a lot of pressure. I don't know if I want to act like her. I don't like looking. Maybe looking at me, I just... Balls is very important.
Yeah,
balls is very important. I'm glad you co-signed on that. Never neglect the balls. Cause that makes you feel like a fucking man. When a girl's just sucking on your balls. That's what you wanna do. Thinking, what did I do to deserve this? You'd be replaying your whole night, like, what did I say? I gotta remember what I said to this girl. Does semen hold nutritional value? I'll be hearing that. I'll be on TikTok and they'd be like, there's protein and shit in it. Huh? Supposed to? There's no studies? Did you say it's 10 points on Weight Watchers? What the fuck? That's the best response ever. No, it's only 10 points on Weight Watchers. So, it's strawberry milkshake or nut. It's up to you. You can eat some Greek yogurt, 3 blueberries, or just take a load in the mouth. It's up to you. So half a scoop of Greek yogurt, 2 blueberries, a little nut. Good. It's only about 125 calories right there. is it really? Is that on the chart? Okay, what do I want to eat today? There's a girl looking at it.
Okay, this time I'm gonna have some sweet potatoes, some ground beef, a little honey in it, a little avocado. I'm still way on.
You dude just sitting there, how far under? I mean, you over 10? You over 10? Okay. How much is a class like that cost? I'm curious, I've never heard of that.
$75
per person for a class?
Yeah.
And you guarantee they're better after one class?
Well,
and how long is a class? And then are you, what are you using? Like a cucumber?
I used to work in a store, so I used to have
access. Toys? Yeah. It'd be better if you just had real dicks. I mean, $75, the dudes would line up. We got big dicks, small dicks, girthy dicks, veiny dicks, circumcised, uncircumcised, low balls, high balls, one ball. We got the hook thing. Any girls want to suck a hook? You want to suck a hook? I'm going to hook to the right, hook to the left. We got the inverted. It can't be hard. Dudes will be lining up.
We always got volunteers.
Huh?
We always got volunteers.
Yeah, I bet. I bet, motherfucker. Horny motherfuckers out there. Dog, you go down to the fucking sex class. What is it? You just stand there, bro. You ain't gotta say hi. You ain't gotta get to know. You stand there and they fucking start sucking your dick. Yeah. Dude's looking at his boy. Dude, this is crazy.
gotta get me a membership. This is way better than Orange Theory.
Why did you quit? What makes you stop? It's like a limit.
Like, all right, I'm at 10,000 dicks. I can't. Can't go any farther.
What made you stop?
I moved out of Fort Lauderdale.
Just, oh, it was in Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. I thought it was in here in Charlotte. It's down in Fort Lauderdale. That makes 100% sense now. Wild motherfuckers down in Florida, boy. So, well, sorry. Does this bring back memories?
I got in trouble, probably about 8 years ago I got in trouble. Because I got a special needs cousin named Tina, and I talked about her. You know her, bro? What the fuck? Why you put your head down like that? You know my cousin Tina. You know Tina? I heard her head game's crazy. That shit stay wet. Too far? Okay, let's get back. I'm just trying to gauge where I can go with the crowd. It's early, all right? Why did you laugh like that? I haven't even got into the joke yet. Did you just get a babysitter or something? You can tell a motherfucker just gets out the house. My cousin's special needs. The fuck you laughing at, Bill?
Hey, I'm happy to wait for my kids, man. I just want to know other people going through some shit too, man.
Oh, I didn't see the basket. I literally thought you ordered one wing. I said, damn, you a daddy on a budget.
Just get one wing.
So, are you guys married? Oh, okay, sorry. I fucked this whole table. I'm sorry. I kept looking at you. Like, why is your body language all the way from your husband? I realize you guys sat across from each other. Do you four know each other, though?
Now we do.
Oh, you just met tonight. It's different. Usually they would sit the husband and wife next to each other, or the two husbands would sit next to each other. What in the upside down pineapple is going on here?
Are you in the lifestyle? Well, might as well try it. Yeah.
They sat down. Oh, okay, you guys were there.
They were there first.
Oh, they were there. Then you guys, they didn't start it. You started it.
No, they were here first.
Right. So you decided to sit next to him.
No, they sat up here.
Okay, but you could have sat there. You could have sat next to the woman. Look at you blaming other motherfuckers. Oh my God, you're the first black Karen I've ever met. Looks like his family's wore off on you. Just telling and shit. You're not even correct. It's their fault they sat here first. Well, you could have sat next to her. No, they just sat us here.
No, there ain't no way that was assigned seating.
You ain't in detention.
Not on my
Oh, today's your birthday?
Yes.
Is it today?
Yes.
Today. Okay. Well, you know how black people do. Not on my birthday. It's today. It's July 1st. But we decided we're going to go out tonight. So.
You look like you could run some software in Germany. For real. You look smart as shit. Yeah. Where'd you go to college?
Syracuse University.
Yeah. I knew what it was. You didn't have to put the university on it. He must think I'm stupid as shit. Syracuse University. Oh! Syracuse Waffle House. Syracuse Waffle House. Did you go to Syracuse also?
No, I'm Poughkeepsie. I'm also New York.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You went to Poughkeepsie College?
Yes, between Albany and New York.
What was the school called?
UNC Charlotte.
Even the gay guy was like, fuck this dude, man. A gay guy walked out on a man. I've never seen that happen. He's like, oh, fuck this guy. Where are you going? I might try pussy tonight. I don't know. If this is what the men are like around here, I might dabble tonight. I'm just kidding, bro. I know he's not going to drown nobody. He'll probably be dry heaving the whole time.
Oh, God. This is
so nasty.
What the fuck is all this?
And the girl like walks over with the nut and wipes the nut on Diddy's nipple. Who the f- you come back during that? Really? This is when you walk back. Did someone say nut on the nipple? Well, sign me up.
Did you used to be in the military or something?
Cemetery.
Where are you from?
My mother.
Your mother?
We're from the same place. That's weird.
I thought there was a language barrier first. He goes, cemetery. My mother. I went,
oh. What country?
Germany.
Germany. All right. Wow, that's wild. Where'd you guys meet?
Tinder?
Nice. Was you searching for a black girl, or are you just like, fuck it?
I lived in Berlin.
You lived in Berlin? You guys met in Berlin? Oh, so she must have been the only black one on the app.
Look. Well, I'm gonna try it, it's different.
You meet here and be like, I love Jesse Owens. He fucked us up.
Where did you guys meet 24 years ago?
He's my boss.
Where at?
My first job is sub shop.
He's at a sub shop?
Yep, first job.
He was running that shit?
He did. Yeah.
Did you guys ever fuck at a sub shop?
Yeah, you know you did. You know you did. Yeah, he was closing that bitch up. He held up the 6 inch in the foot long.
Which one?
I know you. I know you're used to the white, but would you like to try the whole wheat? I named my son Rome. You better not name your son Jared. Fucking at the sub shop. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Everybody's fucked at the job.
I've fucked at comedy clubs before, not this one.
I mean, I've been doing this shit 28 years. Yeah, I fucked at a comedy club before. It's wild though when it happens, because it didn't happen a lot, but it happened. Because sometimes you can't hear till your name gets announced. I ain't gonna lie, it's happened before. I've been like, oh, you gotta be shitting me. Right now, hey, what's up? How you doing? Thanks for coming out tonight. What's up? I'm over. Do you work at a nursing home?
No, but I work in
healthcare. Oh,
healthcare?
Yeah. Old men be hollering? Yeah. Can't be mad at them, right? Mad. Is this your dude?
It is.
Do you tell him?
Yo, I have some 95-year-old. What the fuck?
Can you imagine?
I didn't know. I'm sorry, no disrespect. Say it again, motherfucker. All right, please.
What do you do in healthcare? Are you just a nurse at a hospital?
No, I work in a practice. So.
You practice nursing?
No, I work out of practice. I work at neurology and sleep.
What is that?
Like, I work in neurology and sleep, so it's like a doctor's office.
Also, people that snore, I'm trying to figure out why they snore type shit.
They stop breathing.
Or stop breathing.
They wake up or they can't go to sleep.
Oh, you like do sleep studies?
Yeah.
What an amazing job. Here, lay down, and we're going to record you.
You're coming home, baby. It was a wild day. This one motherfucker rolled over 3 times. Oh, my God. I am wore out. I'm more tired than the people that were sleeping.
You're sitting there like security at the airport just watching people sleep. You put the seat packs on and shit.
I snore when I drink, I've heard. Men are in denial a lot of times.
I don't fucking snore. What the fuck you mean?
I used to say that. You snore? Yeah, my girl was like, motherfucker, you be snoring. I said, no, fuck, I don't. How the fuck I know? I hate it when women record you.
Motherfucker, this is you.
My shit sound like a fucking Amtrak.
I said, that's me?
I started putting out hostage tape. Does that work? Does that shit work?
Yeah, shit on your mouth? You got to put a mouth.
Do you use a T-Row?
No.
Okay. What's that?
Tape?
Yeah, the hostage tape?
It works.
I said, I don't know how this became a sleep study with the nurse. I don't know, but motherfuckers are all over the place. He was like, yeah, I use it. He was like, I use tape. Scotch. No, not scotch tape, bro. Hostage. It's a brand called Hostage Tape. Motherfucker gonna be going home tonight. I'm about snoring. You're gonna wake up.
There was a young man found dead in his apartment.
Scotch tape all around his mouth. His nose.
Thanks.
My ex-wife wanted $44,000 in alimony. Every month. Ain't no pussy worth that much. Ain't no pussy worth $44,000 a month. And ladies, if you're in the audience right now and you feel like your pussy is worth that much, please stay away from me. You are better than me. You got it. Your world. Ain't nobody trying to talk to you. Like, honestly, what the fuck we got to talk about? And you think your pussies were $44,000 a month? Not a goddamn thing, I'll tell you that shit. I'm like, I wouldn't did that. If she made more money than me, and I would have never been like, I want $44,000 a month. No, I know what my dicks were at this stage of my life. About $1,500 and some change a month. Probably could have got a little more, but I got a vasectomy, so there's some wear and tear on it now. I don't got no diesel engine. I got a Tesla down here handling business. Shooting blanks like a motherfucker. I got a fucking BB gun down there. Bigger than a Tootsie Roll. Yeah, it's more like a payday. Salty, sweet, and full of nuts, baby. Fuck yeah, boy. Get it. Show up tomorrow, you're gonna be at some fucking speakeasy. She's over there.
Went to a comedy show. He talked about a lot of gays. Found out his dick ain't small. It looks like a payday.
That's why the singer's over there. Funny shit.
Yeah, that's a lot. 44, I was like, I remember my lawyer called me. Like, yeah, you sitting down? I'm like, yeah.
You ain't gonna believe this shit.
Well, you must be out of your mind. Why? 44,000? And she wasn't swallowing?
In what world do we live in?
Fucking Mossback. 44K, I might pause if you would.
I literally told my lawyer that. I go, she don't even swallow. My lawyer went, what? This is outrageous. You
You mind if I bring that up in court? I don't give a fuck. You feel like it's gonna save me some money? Bring that shit up. We had a female judge. I want to look at the judge. The audacity to ask for that amount of money.
It's funny. You, why did you put your arm around her right when I said, she didn't even swallow? You was like, baby.
Before you get any ideas, just know that's what it takes in this day and age.
You say, since you're the tattoo artist, what's the right here is the easiest.
And the back side.
You have a whole black girl on your back? What does that mean? You love us, sis, so it's just a random black girl. You don't know who it is.
Ooh, I know you showing that bitch off.
I know you was at CIAA like, ladies. Excuse me, anybody know where Starbucks is? She naked? Little bit naked? That'd be good. I'm sure she's got an ass. Titty, fat ass. Damn, dude. You cannot judge a book by its cover. I would have never guessed this man. He was like, she got an ass.
Fat ass.
Fucking the voice changed, though. What's the easiest place for a tattoo? Oh, right here is pretty good. She got an ass.
Fat ass.
Huh? Oh my God, there's always one. And what's up? He got blackface on his back. No, he ain't gonna show it. You gotta work for that motherfucking back. Don't fall for the peer pressure. Do you wanna show it? I ain't gonna make you show it. You wanna show it. You trying to get some pussy. Yeah, you wanna show it. Come on up, you can show it. It's not done. It's not done yet. Ooh, look, it's got an afro. Ooh, it's like Foxy Brown. Yeah. Blue eyes? You gave her blue eyes? Blue eyes. I saw what you did there. Got the White Walker from Game of Thrones. Turned her black, motherfucker. So how long did that take? 11 hours in. Damn. The joke's right there, but I'm gonna leave it.
I can say, even the black girl tattoo running late.
We should have had that shit done last month, bro. I told you it was too easy. I'm sorry. We're not gonna post that part of the show. You guys are happily married, though, obviously, right? Or you're just dating? Okay. How long has it been going on now? Two years? What does that mean, give or take?
In the beginning, he was giving it, and you was taking it from somebody else.
It's a little give and take in the beginning. He was giving his shit away. I was taking it from somebody else.
Is that what happened? Because neither of you denied it. Both of you just sat there and went. Happens, man. That's the tough part about relationships, man. The beginning, because the woman, she got other dudes she's talking to, and the dude got other girls he's talking to, and you slowly gotta like get rid of them. But it's tough. It's tough. It's, dude be like, oh, but her head game. Oh, but she got a fat ass. Like, it's hard to just let them all go at the same time. You really might like this motherfucking chick. And you'd be like, well, yeah, but...
So, okay, just one more for the road.
It's rough. Hope you guys will make it. Are you guys living together yet? Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay. Okay, you guys are definitely still fucking other people right now. So.
Why are you looking at him? Why are you looking at him? You telling on yourself. You telling on yourself right now. Trying to direct all your motherfucking shit.
Who you fucking, what bitch are you fucking?
He looking, I ain't fucking nobody. Now there's this one girl comes over and fucks me.
But I don't get on top. She rides me. You the only girl I get on top, baby. She just rides me.
Do you have any transgender friends, either of you?
Nope.
Not that I know of.
Huh. That's a scary thought. I think somebody just popped in your head. Nope.
Wait a minute. Not that I know of, man, but... You know that one at the family reunion last year, I was wondering... You know, who is it?
Now, you looked at him like, Mama, you know.
What's that?
I have a non-binary friend. He doesn't fit. I
mean, you're more confused than your non-binary friend is. You had a non-binary friend. What the fuck was this? I thought you had some sunflower seeds in your head.
We don't know what the fuck he is. Every time we play Shirts and Skins, he always keeps his shirt on. I don't know that shit.
It's a friend or a relative? Oh, okay. We all got that. We got those relatives when they come out the closet and shit. We're not surprised. I don't know, like, gay people are... They always want to make announcements. Motherfucker, we know.
We know.
You're killing me. Like, remember Rosie O'Donnell did a whole episode? Big cliffhanger. She goes, I'm gay. I go, motherfucker, the surprise was you were straight. We all knew he was gay. If Rosie O'Donnell be like, I like dick. I'm like, what? We all know. You know what I mean? I think most women have an inclination to, because you hear about Atlanta. If you're a dude, you're a straight dude. They're like, go to Atlanta, man. There's a lack of dick.
There's all these gay dudes running around. The women, they don't know. I was like, motherfucker, they know.
How you not know, motherfucker?
Dude's always hitting it from the back and missing.
Oops. Oops. Why you?
Sorry. My bad, baby.
Oh, that's funny as shit.
What's wrong? Why are you walking like this? Why is she walking like she's one of Diddy's escorts?
Watching that trial, man, I thought he was busy. He had a lot of free time. My God, they call an escort, just checking him out on Craigslist. Want that?
He's called the Punisher.
This motherfucker gonna write a book now and everything. The one that got me was when they said he wanted another man's semen on his nipples. Who the fuck even thinks of that? I don't know. The only thing I've gotten out of this Diddy trial is my sex life ain't shit. I'm a goddamn Disney movie in this motherfucker. I thought I was doing something when a girl sucked my balls from the back. Girl sucked my balls from the back. I go, you got to be shitting me right now.
She got me pregnant.
She was IVF? She was your nurse?
She was my fertility nurse.
Oh, nice.
She was my best friend.
That's cool. So she put it in your puss? She put the baby in the puss?
The little shit.
The little tube. Ooh, you gonna have fast little boys. So you're... Did you know who the dad was? He's a random donor?
Yeah. I mean,
okay, no, some people have random donors. Yeah, some, yeah. Like lesbians, they don't know who the dad is. Your husband.
My husband.
So he had a nut in a cup.
He had to go into a different room.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like the walk of shame. Because you got to jack off and everybody knows what the fuck you're doing. You got to come out like,
thank you. Thank you so much.
I mean, your husband was pissed. And you can't help him.
No.
Because you can't dilute the sample, so there can't be no saliva, no lotion. He just in there dry as fuck. God damn, this baby better be successful. It's all red and shit. And every nurse is in that goddamn office. Like, women, you got the hotel in the morning with your shoes off, just kidding. That's the male version, the IVF. Fuck, man. God. They don't have nothing there, like porn or nothing to help them? Yeah. You work there. Yeah. You guys have porn? Do you ask it, what do you like?
You like fat ass and big titties.
You got their phones? Yeah. But that would suck. Like, he's almost there, it's dry, and then you call, you done yet? God damn it. God damn, babe, what the fuck? Do you ever have a guy be like, I just couldn't do it?
Yeah.
Couldn't do it. So that means for a fucking hour, this guy's. Set his phone up and shit. God. You guys, somebody gotta come up with something. Like, seriously, technology is a motherfucker. There gotta be some kind of lubricant that doesn't dilute the sample. But just her just telling me that's making me going, ah. That's it?
That's all they have to do. Women go through the labor, delivery, thinking they're going through the injection.
This thing is fucking on here. Fuck it. I'm trying to get this motherfucker up. Yeah, that's all you gotta do, baby. Oil. I can't raise this motherfucker up. Fuck it. Yeah, that is true. I wasn't going to try to defend men. Like, no, we're going to do a lot more. But we can't feed them. Just got a nut in a cup. I guess, yeah. All right, we'll take the L on that one. Because then you got to carry them. And you got to feed them. Got to go through labor. And all that. And you still gotta suck our dick. That's important. Don't forget that part.
Why would you ask me? I gotta feed the baby, I gotta do this.
Because men, we can't think straight. We're very selfish in that aspect. You could done change all the shitty diapers and fucking baby throwing up and you're breastfeeding shit, we still gonna look at you. So. God damn, we. You don't understand. I don't. But I'd like to listen after you suck my dick. I want to listen. I want to be here for you. I got to get this nut off. You got to suck my dick to make me a better listener. It is true, though, because once you suck his dick, we'll be right there with you.
So how did it hurt? I'm sorry about that. Here, let me get your feet real quick, man.
Man, how long you guys been dating? He giving you a foot rub, everything. I see you. I'm not hating at all. I've been doing this 28 years. I've never seen a foot rub in the front row. Toes out, though.
Yeah, but I don't give a fuck. Wait till later. I can't wait.
I hope he don't go long. Me neither. I'm ready to hit that mud. How long have you guys been dating?
3 years.
Oh, wow. It's still like that.
Man,
what am I talking about?
Well, that's when you know that. If you ever want to know if a pussy's good, good pussy, right there.
3 years.
She's still rubbing her motherfucking feet. She whispering in his ear. That's what I'm talking about.
You guys are married?
Not yet.
Not yet. Engaged?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Well, maybe it's not that good. It's really good. I know it's fire. It's fire. I know it's fire. It's better than her head game. I'm sorry. I'm just fucking with him. This is so funny. You're rubbing her feet, but she took her shoes off. I don't know what's going on over here. Just look for her Prince Charming. I've never seen this. I'm just right at home and... What's that?
Relaxing,
man. I'm not mad at it. At all, fuck.
Do you?
Shit. Just don't put it in your mouth. That'd be weird in the middle of the goddamn show. Shannon Sharp. That's like straight up relationship goals right there, straight up. Don't let nobody, well, I'm the only one talking shit, but. It's funny how comedians do that.
Don't let nobody tell you different. Nobody has, motherfucker, only you.
Because then, you know, sometimes you get couples, you're like, oh, this ain't gonna make it. They just be watching the whole show. Yeah. You two fucking cutting up, rubbing on each other, repeating shit, you know? He said, diddy dicks. People be using prayer too much. If you pray it over chicken fingers, the price to go down, I think God's got bigger things to worry about. There's natural disasters, there's murder, there's rape, but if you could just help this credit card go through, Lord. If I could just get these chicken fingers to be clear, I swear to God I'll live right for the rest of you. I know I've been straying a little bit, but if you could just let this credit card go through, Lord. I know there's probably people being kidnapped. There's probably people with a gun in their hair right now. I ain't worried about them. I'm worried about myself right now. Man. You're going to use your prayer on that?
I would.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what that random voice is in the back, but what did you say? What? I'll suck balls from the back. This crowd's confusing me. Cause she said, need your prayer more used to pay for the chicken fingers. And she was like, well, you gotta pray to suck balls from the back. What kind of church is going on in Chicago?
Do I have babies? Yeah, I know. What the fuck's that got to do with me? I didn't carry him.
I'm just saying, though, like, you...
What? I'm older and have the kids. I got a nanny. This shit's easy. Wah! There you go. I don't feel guilty at all because I'm paying for it. Here, eat shit. We was playing. I smelled it. Come on. I don't feel guilty at all, motherfucker. I'm paying for that shit. I don't change a diaper. It's a lot easier with the nanny. Yo, when I tell you, when my ex, one thing I got, I had the twins, right? But when she found out I had a nanny, you got a nanny? A nanny? She was so mad. I mean, your boy doing good, baby.
You want me to do good because the alimony still comes, right?
She should be wanting me to be successful because her alimony, I'm never late on that shit. Let a motherfucker have a nanny, motherfucker. Yeah, she was hot.
You got a nanny? I didn't have a nanny.
I said, well, you met me at the wrong time.
If you would meet me now, you'd be happy. You'd be a happier woman.
I'm fucking with you.
My whole divorce, it was no women that fucked me over. Dudes telling. Bitches. A couple of them used to be my openers. You will never see them at this club again. I already told the GM, I said, don't bring bitches to this club. Snitching ass bitches. What the fuck you calling another man's wife for after we already gone through divorce?
Hey, well, Gary fucked this girl one time.
Shouldn't have been
cheating. Shouldn't have been cheating? I know. That's true too, but damn, it's just so much good pussy out there. I'm sorry, I know I wasn't right, but you didn't see some of the girls I was fucking. Like some of the girls, you'd have been mad, but you would have understood. Stallions in that motherfucker. Bro. I was like, oh my fucking God, I should not be doing this, but I'm a whiskey. And you regret it a little bit when you're done, but during, fuck, that shit felt good. So I told her, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And I'm the one that wanted the divorce, and she didn't want it, I wanted it. So don't be acting like I got caught cheating, not bitten. I just like, fuck, this is over. But it was different, like we weren't fucking. Like me and my wife, we just stopped. It was done. Like the last 6 years, we had sex 3 times. And then she was like, you was cheating? I was like, duh. No, this time's different, this time's different. Yeah, I got soiled my oats, I'm older. Man, I was in 20s and 30s though. I would tell any woman, definitely don't marry a dude in his 20s with a little money. Good luck. Everybody ain't Steph Curry, bruh. Girls be killing when they date an athlete.
I'm dating somebody in the NBA.
I said, not alone.
I'm appalled at some women. I'm appalled at women that would date a dude in the NBA or the NFL and signs a fucking $100 million contract and you think your pussy just that good that he don't want no other pussy. The audacity. That's almost offensive, ladies. Nah, this pussy's so good. He will never fuck nobody else. Okay. Believe that shit if you want to. I would tell the same shit to my daughter. If she ever dated an athlete, I'd be like, look, just know you ain't the only one. Just know. This ain't no fucking Disney movie. This real life. I would tell any woman, definitely don't marry a dude in his 20s with a little money. Good luck. Everybody ain't Steph Curry, bro. Girls be killing me when they date an athlete.
I'm dating somebody in the NBA.
I said, not alone. I'm appalled at some women. I'm appalled at women that would date a dude in the NBA or the NFL and signs a fucking $100 million contract, and you think your pussy just that good that he don't want no other pussy. The audacity. That's almost offensive, ladies. Nah, this pussy so good, he will never fuck nobody else. Okay. Believe that shit if you want to. I would tell the same shit to my daughter. If she ever dated an athlete, I'd be like, look, just know you ain't the only one. Just know. This ain't no fucking Disney movie. This real life. That's a big ass ring. Oh, you swallow him for real. You don't get a ring like that, you a spitter. I'm a fucking taking everything. I can always tell a woman's head game by the size of her engagement ring. Skills. That's why you smiling and so relaxed. Everything I said, he's, huh? Yeah. I ain't. All right, well. You know what I can do, Heavy D? We got our own thing. That's the only music I put on when I'm eating pussy. You guys are the most stylish couple, though. You guys ain't fucking around. Got the Givenchy jacket, the diamond chain, Gucci. You're killing it. What do you do? Are you allowed to say? You in the army? Who the fuck you robbing Iraq? This motherfucker found Saddam Hussein's mansion. I didn't find nothing.
What's that necklace say?
I'm just fucking with you. What did you do in the army legally? Finance? Oh.
200 for you, 200 for me.
This is the most blinged out army couple I've ever met in my life. I forgot I was in the military. Ain't nobody got loot like that. No. He looking at
you. Said, why are you telling me? I told you. Say we own some Royal Farms gas station or something. Can't tell this motherfucker, don't fuck our hustle up, baby.
I was in the military. I was a cop. So I would let you guys go. I wouldn't. If I saw you guys stealing all the diamonds, I'd be like, damn, just slide me something real quick.
Appreciate that.
How do you three girls know each other? Oh, really? With the ER? We gotta ask Blackville.
We sisters.
Oh, really? Yeah, we met in sixth grade. What?
No, we sisters, sorority sisters.
They start making noises. And they heard a Delta and AK sitting at the same table. What do you three girls do now? Now we're gonna judge your parents. Huh?
I'm a Navy veteran.
Oh, you're a Navy? I was in the Navy. Yeah. What was your rank?
My name is LSSK, but I'm an LS1.
Storekeeper.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were 7-Eleven. Basically, that's all you were. That was an SK1, bitch. Y'all ain't ready. You want the cool ranch burrito?
No, my job was more important than that now.
I was on the ship. You were very important on the ship.
Exactly.
You didn't have the Pringles, it was a problem.
Dude, this shit's lonely out there in the water. Want some chips? Watch a movie. Navy's like, we're not war heroes like that, though.
We're important.
We're important, but we're not war heroes. There wasn't bullets flying by us. We wasn't dodging landmines and shit. Oh, fuck, I was in the Navy during a time of conflict. On Mondays, we were playing dominoes in the dominoes tournament. Tuesdays was a space tournament. Wednesday was movie night. We had a fucking talent show. We had a fucking talent show in the middle of the war. So you got Marines and Army. I'm over here singing, nah, baby, nah, baby, nah. Nah. Duh, 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 duh. Why did you join? Like out of high school? You just went to the recruit station?
Yeah.
How did they sell you?
Well, the Marines didn't want me. They said they didn't want any single parents. So
oh, you already had a kid?
Yeah, already
okay.
Had a kid.
You was fucking high school like that? Just blood glazed over that. Well, they ain't want no single parent women. You was fucking in high school like that? I was just fingering girls. I wasn't. Fucking them up, just nah. Can't get pregnant like that. So, what grade were you when you got pregnant? What grade? 10th? So, you got pregnant in 9th? 9 months prior. Whoa! He was probably older. You about to call everybody out. Well, you was sucking Daryl's dick. The fuck you laughing at, bitch? Why didn't you have that same gusto in 9th grade? Girl, I'm about to come. Hey! You better pull your ass out. Like, you seem like you're a woman in control. Girl, I'm about to come. Hey! Relax. I'm not trying to have no baby. I'm trying to go to Marines. That baby might have saved your life.
He did.
You would have been the Marines. And front line.
The Navy recruiter was cool.
Yeah. That's cool. What else you got planned, Mom, for your birthday? Was this it? This is the big to-do?
I got to stood up.
You got stood up? Who? What motherfucker stood you up? What bitch stood you up? What's his name? What's his fucking name? I won't post it till tomorrow. Charles. Where the fuck's the camera? Yo, bitch. Yo, Charles, you little bitch. Charles Black. Charles is black. I'm not gonna go there. This can go left. Charles, you black motherfucker. What the fuck just happened? I take that back, Charles. I take everything I just said back. You still a motherfucking bitch. I take back the black part, though. He can call you a little bitch. I don't want to put peer pressure on your son. You want to say something to Charles? You want to say something to Charles? You call Charles a little bitch right now. Yeah, look at that. You hear him say it again louder. Charles isn't his dad, is it? Okay, I just checked it out. You guys are married? Just dating? What are you doing? What's going on? Are you married or not? Both of you went like this. The fucking... Oh, is this like the Coldplay concert? Why didn't they just play it off? Nobody would have said shit if they would just kept swaying. Whoa! Oh, you didn't know what I was talking about? I'm sorry. Look, oh shit, what the fuck happened? Yeah. Okay, so there was a concert last night, Coldplay, and like the CEO of this tech company was
had a, his mistress. And they're just swaying. And the camera on him, so like 50,000 people saw him. He should have just played it off. He should have just kept swaying and shit. This motherfucker went, whoa, whoa. And the girl just kind of faded. Oh my God, it was so... Just play the shit off, baby.
I had a DM from a guy. He said his wife passed away. And he still came to the show tonight. Yeah, for real. Is he here? That's you? When's the funeral?
We have a celebration of life on August 9th.
How much is the funeral?
It cost me, I think, like $1,600 for the cremation and everything.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and cover it for you. You want cash? You want charge? You got your tattoo? Where's the tattoo at?
Right there.
I saw it. That's your wife?
That's my wife, yeah. 18 years. Yeah. You got two girls, 13 and 16.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So is this $1,600, that's it?
That's just what it costs for this, just for the cremation and the urn and everything like that, yeah.
Anything else?
And everything helps.
All right. I got you.
I took a month off of work just to be with the girls and all that. So.
Okay. I'll make sure you're good. I'll cover you. Yeah. Is she the one that knew me or you knew me? Oh, yeah. All right, we got you. Just stay after the show, all right? All right. Okay, please don't fuck this up. That was a great moment.
Drake or Kendrick?
Please don't fuck it up.
We had a nice heartfelt moment. Excuse me. Read the room, bitch. I guarantee you his wife's like, shut the fuck up. She's up in heaven right now having a moment. I don't know.
I'm fucking with you.
What Asian are you? Huh? You mean yes? I won't guess it. So it's clearly not Chinese or Japanese. Not that. They're definitely not Filipino. You're not Filipino. They're getting closer. Italian? You said I'd never guess. There's got to be some Asians in Italy, motherfucker. I'm pretty sure. Laos? First guess, bitch. You fucking up right now. I got it right?
Yeah.
You are too? What are you? Are you allowed to talk? Are you? He looked there and took off your glasses. You can talk now. What in the fucking human trafficking is going on right now? You can guess. You'll never guess. Laos. Fuck, he guessed it. What are you? Take off your glasses. You can speak. Where are you? Now you're all bold.
What you think I am, motherfucker?
Ooh, you're from the south side of Asia. You're from the kimchi Cabrini Greens. Are you South Korean? Oh, fuck, are you shitting me? I got them both right? Ooh. Oh, I knew one north. That's for sure. Damn, how'd I get them both right? That's crazy. This crowd just like, fuck it. You wouldn't have got it. Where'd you guys meet? Mutual friends at a party?
No, she was my roommate, and she was...
Fucking him?
Look, I'm moving, but this dick is good.
So... I'm not selfish, girl. I know you just got here. I'm going to go ahead and have him come over. He is a little demanding, though. He's going to have you wear sunglasses inside. He's going to tell you when you can take them off. So don't take them off unless he tells you to take it off. That's just in the Laos culture. Laos culture is different than South Korean culture. I've been to South Korea before.
It's dope. I liked it. Yeah. We did a bunch of military bases over there. You know what I mean? So everybody drives Hyundais. Everybody, my brother. And Daewoo or something like that? Daewoo? 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 Ooh. Yeah. That was the only two cars I saw. You guys like, nah, keep your Fords and Chevy in America, motherfucker. This is Korea. Is there any other cars? That's the only two I saw. Kia. You're right. My bad. I did see some Kias over there, too. Daewoo, Hyundai, and Kia. What does that mean in Korean? Kia. Doesn't mean anything? Just much. You just fucking with people? What does Daewoo mean?
I don't know.
No? Oh. You didn't grow up there?
No, I didn't.
You did?
No, I didn't.
You did it, okay. So where are you from? You're confusing the fuck out of me now. I said, where are you from? She goes, South Korea. You should have got your lie together better with her when you got here. If he asked you from South Korea. Okay. What does Kia mean? What is that? I don't know. You from that? No. Bitch. I will take your ass back to the basement. Are you Christian? No.
We're way past that.
Way past that.
No, we left that community a long time ago.
Jesus was a long time ago. Wouldn't it be wild though if Jesus is like South Korean? We got all these black and white people arguing and shit. He's fucking black, he's white. We go up there, oh, fucking fooled you, bitch. Where did you go?
Tuskegee University, TU.
Oh, black college?
TU,
yes. Yeah. Whoa, how was the swim team? You fucking doggy paddling. Tuskegee got floaties. Tuskegee, what, they got 100 meter freestyle? Motherfuckers in the pool. I told that bitch come around here again. No, it's a swim. Oh, I thought this was a freestyle battle tonight in the pool. Got a bunch of motherfuckers on the shallow end. Told that hoe come around here once. The fuck is going on with Tuskegee?
What, motherfucker, we in the freestyle battle.
The next race is the butterfly. I ain't with that gay shit. You got me fucked up right now. Fuck, I'm here to freestyle. I ain't here to butterfly, bitch. Get back in your cocoon, ho. Caterpillar your ass. I'm curious. I'm gonna look that up and see if Tuskegee has a swim team. That'd be funny as fuck. You know the girls, they ain't going underneath the water. Oh, you own a restaurant? What's it called?
The Soul Food Lounge.
The Soul Food Lounge. Well, man, she got all excited. Girl, your grits. I love your shrimp and grits, bitch. You like the Soul Food Lounge, Green Dress?
Yes, I love it.
Where's it at?
North Lawn Armstrong. We have two. One, two, three.
Where?
Okay.
I don't know where. Is that downtown? No downtown. Is one of them up here? No, no, no. Okay, yeah, pros. It's in Chicago. You got to make a right at the airport to get to the Soul Food Lounge. You make a right at the airport. Now, if you were like an acai bowl, you make a left. You come up to Schaumburg. You can get granola, blueberries, kiwi. I'll have to look it up. I won't make it this trip. Is it a brunch spot or is it all day?
We have brunch, we have dinner, we have midday.
Oh. Nice. And you came up with that?
Me and my partner.
Who's your partner?
Chef Quentin Love.
Ooh, Quentin Love. Sounds like a good chef. The way you said it, I was supposed to know. Like, Chef Quentin Love. Where did you find Quentin? How do you find the world-renowned Quentin Love? He oversees both restaurants? That's impossible. So you're a chef too? You be making the food?
I'm from New Orleans. I'm not a certified chef,
but oh, you just winging shit. Hey, what you put in your catfish? Catfish, motherfucker. We ain't serving bluegill here, motherfucker. It's catfish. You know what's in the catfish? Whatever in the catfish? Pulled out late, fried up. What the fuck? Asking these stupid ass questions. How you be frying your fish in grease? Some cornmeal. Cornmeal. Gluten-free, bitch. Cornmeal. Do you have a gluten-free menu?
Yeah.
Because I'm gluten-free. All right. I'll have to try it in the daytime. Because the way you said that and the way this crowd reacted, I'm not going there when the sun goes down. Ain't going to be no sinners, too. You ain't getting me caught up. I heard you guys are serving soul food in here. Come on, let me in. Let me in. Let me try some of that catfish. You see Quentin Love in the back? You like your catfish? You like your catfish? Sinners 2, Chicago. You have commercials and stuff?
Yeah, we're all on TikTok. Please follow.
Oh, okay. I'm talking about like commercials, like, you know, I thought you had shit on the radio and shit.
No.
Hey, girl, what you doing this Saturday? Girl, you know I'm going to the Soul Food Lounge. Soul Food Lounge. We have brunch. We have dinner. We have a speakeasy in the back with our world-renowned chef that nobody's heard of. Chef Quentin Love.
Hey, how you doing, Chicago? My name's Quentin Love. This is a little sample of my platters right here. We got the oxtails from a grass-fed cow. We got catfish. We got baked fish. We got snapper. We got lobster tails.
Dang, Chef Love, you got everything.
Not one, but two locations.
What?
Post this shit.
Yeah. Hi. Hey, Chicago. Come on down to the Soul Food Lounge. With world-renowned chef Quentin Love. Look at all these happy customers at the Soul Food Lounge. Small titties, big titties, everybody's invited to the Soul Food Lounge. Come on down, bring your babies, breastfeed at the Soul Food Lounge. We love titties at the Soul Food Lounge. Let them out.
Hi, I'm Chef Quentin Love and I approve this message. The only thing I like more than cooking is titties. We're gonna put the address on that bitch when we post it.
We got some people showing up.
I saw Gary's post. So we had to come down right here. You're all my big titty girls.
If your business don't pick up this week,
you gonna have to hire new waitresses? Why the fuck are we so busy?
The ranch to go? I've never seen somebody take the ranch to go.
This is delicious ranch.
Is that what's in the cup? Little ranch packets?
Ketchup.
You taking the ketchup too?
No.
Oh. This motherfucker's taking all the condiments. They worried about you buying a drink. This motherfucker taking half the motherfucking ketchup and ranch in the kitchen. The Lacio's gonna be pissed. Can I get some ranch? Where the fuck all the ranch go? They so focused on you, she doesn't. Where'd your friend go?
She had to go to the bathroom.
Oh. I thought she dipped on you.
She's eyeball.
She paid? All right. She's paying? Nice. She was white, right? She was white. So wrong, bro.
Now she paying, man.
Because she knew
she
was going to say something,
so she tried to dip out. Oh, okay.
So she's coming back? No, she's coming back.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Her purse is there.
She wasn't
okay. You notice everything. Her purse is there. Look, is that your wife?
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't cheat at all, bro. Your purse is there. Where the fuck you been? You got off work at 4. It's exactly 16 miles, 28 minutes to our house. It's currently 5:15. Who you fucking? Motherfucker, I stopped at Royal Farms to get a Celsius. I'm tired on the way home. Celsius? You ain't never drank no motherfucking Celsius. What flavor? I got the blueberry pomegranate. They ain't got blueberry pomegranate. They got orange, grape, tropical vibe. I'm gonna ask you one more time. Who you fucking? Pull your dick out. Let me smell it. What the fuck?
I told you look at dicks out, you still argue. I told you, look at me. You know too many motherfuckers, you don't miss shit. I can't fuck around you.
Alright, you hey. Next time get some ranch on the way home, okay? We running out. We gotta go to another comedy show. I want the kind in the tiny packet. I like the tiny packet. It ain't as flavorful in the big bottle. I like the little tiny individual packet. So really pack a lot of ranchy ranchness in that.
I don't really care if a guy wants to be a girl or a girl wants to be a guy. It's your own choice. I don't care. What I'm not a big fan of, though. Everything good? This motherfucker wants his drink now. Hey, hey!
Yeah, I just want a little bit of Hennessy, one ice, yeah.
One straw, no lemon. Nah, just bring it here, bro. Bro, you're doing too much right now. Plastic cup. Hey, this motherfucker want a plastic cup? Come here, plastic cup, please. Yes. Security, please. This motherfucker was not planning on working tonight. Look how slow he walking. He got up, put his glasses on. This bullshit.
Oh my God. I expect this at the late show, not the early show. Listen, he wants a plastic cup, one straw, one lemon in the Hennessy.
That one right there?
No, we ain't got lemons, bro. We out of lemons.
How you doing, sir? You want a plastic cup? Listen.
We only got paper straws. We ain't got plastic straws. We got paper straws.
I'm not a paper straw, motherfucker. I did not wear this hat to sip out of a paper straw. You see this motherfucking brim right now? Well, maybe take it off. Listen, man, I appreciate everything you're doing. I'll be honest with you, bro. I got the fries and the wings, and it should taste the same. You got one fryer in this motherfucker? I got my sparkly jacket out. Lay away for this shit.
Man, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Hey, man, you want me to kick him out? Nah, he good. All right. from Baltimore?
No.
Where are you from?
Ohio.
What part?
Toledo.
Oh, that's a big move. What brought you to Baltimore?
Military.
You answer quick. God damn, I keep trying to get a sip. Military, Ohio, Toledo. I'm like, damn, can you let me get a fucking drink out? I mean, it's so fast. You are out of the military tonight. You don't have to answer so fast. Toledo, Ohio, military. What's your job in the military? You in the Air Force?
No, Army.
Army? What's your job?
92 Sierra, but we're going officer right now.
What's that?
Field hygiene.
You clean people in the field? You said field hygiene.
Yeah, like the washer, showers.
Oh, you clean the wash?
Yeah, like we set those up for the people.
You build them or you just clean them?
Oh.
You build them? Okay, slow down. Motherfucker acting like she a war hero and shit. Not build. She gonna be at a Ravens game. Welcome home, a real American hero. Motherfucker didn't dodge one bullet. Motherfucker just. Football games and everybody's an American hero. Thank you! I don't even know. You were just setting up showers. He didn't dodge one fucking bullet. They are out there fighting. She on her fucking Twitter page. It's scary out here. I'm just thankful I'm still alive. What was your job? 92 Sierra? Sierra 92?
92 Sierra.
92 Sierra. Like, that's code for showers?
You know, Sierra equals field hygiene.
Field hygiene.
Yes.
All right.
Generators, washers,
dryers, what else?
Tents.
You set them up, take them down. Fucking real American hero right here, man. Thank you, man. Thank you for protecting our freedom. And nothing worse than a dirty ass soldier. I want my soldiers clean. You was over in the Middle East though?
No.
Not even close, huh? Where was you at? Germany or Laurel? Fucking Anacostia? Where the fuck was you? I was in Springfield, Virginia, man. It got so wild over there one night. Station that you were setting up tents and showers. Where was you at? You were setting up tents and showers. Huh? You never went anywhere? Is she lying, man? Is she a liar? Because you keep looking at her like, Army. What the fuck do you mean, Army? The whole time he's been quiet, but that motherfucker's arm shifted. He's been like this the whole show. He said, I was in the Army, Sierra 92. He went, huh? Then he just looked back down at the table.
Army, motherfucker, I met you at Red Rabbit and Silver Springs. What the fuck you mean?
Sierra 92. We got a toilet overflowing and a. Water not working in 10-3. Can you come get that, please? She came showing up. Everybody else got guns. She got a plunger. Come on, I got you. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you,
92. Now I can take a shit. Whenever I walk. That is an important job, though. Like, you know, the MREs will, if you was really in the Army, you would know what an MRE is. The food in the little packets, but the motherfucker will make you shit. So that's good. Thank you. I think. You're an E what?
I enlisted as E4.
Okay.
Right now we're one officer. We get our bars May 22nd.
Are you in the Army with her? She's not a liar?
Yeah.
This motherfucker said, yeah. He's trying to get that pussy tonight. He ain't trying to do nothing to fuck it up. He goes, yeah. What's that like though? Like, if you really are in the Army, because it's such a male-heavy job. Like, I'm sure you're one of the few females, right? What's that like? Just a bunch of dudes. And I'm sure some of the girls, they don't want dudes. I've seen some Army girls. I'm just saying, there's a lot of Missy Elliott fans in the Army. Is that too far? You guys laugh like a motherfucker, did he? But fucking Missy Elliott, hey! That's Virginia Beach, bro. It's too close to home. You in the boot camp? Where? Where? That's the easy one? Where's Fort Jackson at? What's Sacramento? Where'd you go? Fort Lindenwood?
Leonard Wood.
Where's that?
Missouri.
So why is Jackson the easy one?
That's where the
what?
That's where it's from, the admin support.
Oh, admin support or Sierra 92s. What was your job?
All source intelligence analyst.
Is what?
All source intelligence analyst.
So what'd you do?
Intelligence.
Okay, well, act like I'm not. And tell me what you did, motherfucker. Oh my God. Intelligence. So you tell people where to go on the battlefield. But you weren't really in the shit either. She acting like she on the front line and shit. This motherfucker's in air conditioning eating Pringles. Roger that, okay. Yeah, we need 3 tanks on the 4th squadron. Excuse me? The toilets aren't working? Let me call Sierra 92 real quick. Sierra 92, come in. Sierra 92, come in. These two together. Huh? Oh yeah. Yeah, I was in the military, bro. I'm not bagging on you guys. I did the same thing. I took the jobs that I had the least amount of chance of death. I was not the dude looking to be a hero. No. I even told my recruiter, I was like, dude, I do not want to be outside. I want to be in the air conditioned. I want to be inside somewhere. I ended up being a cop. I just fucking let everybody go. You would have loved me on your basis. When I say let everybody go, I let everybody go. Because if you arrest somebody, it comes with paperwork. Anybody trying to do all that? Not all of us are intelligent. What was the problem? What was wrong? Oh, you don't drink?
I don't drink, so they're trying to make me do a bottle. I don't drink.
Oh, you don't drink?
I'm going to do a bottle for some soda.
Oh, okay. So they need you to spend some money, basically, right? And you're like, I don't drink. All right. Why don't you drink anymore?
Some people can.
Some people can and can't. You can't, yeah. I can't, I get it. I can't do dark liquor. Fuck. I do dark women. But I don't do dark and dark. Liquor light, women dark. I can't do dark and dark, motherfucking no. Fucking Jack Daniels, Hennessy, fucking any kind of cognac. Man, shit, I've had some fucking wild nights in my day. Man. Think I'm going to bed with Halle Berry and wake up the Precious. What the fuck? You did not look like that last night. I will never drink dark liquor again. My fucking moment.
See, but you can order food, right?
Yeah, I had food.
You have food and everything? All right. Is that like, does that come with the table? Like, since you bought like a VIP table, they're like expecting you to buy liquor? Because that was a lot. I was just making sure. I thought they was coming again. I thought you called somebody. Hey, get Daryl. There's always a Daryl. Daryl always handles shit.
And that was This Past Week in Comedy. Drop a like, leave a comment, and subscribe for more.